This is Wake Up Call.
Another kind of daytime radio program.
On the SportsMap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
And Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us. It is Wake Up Call Sports Map Radio. We got the good, the bad, and the dumb coming up this hour. We're also going to be making our annual preseason NFL predictions, where we get to laugh at ourselves and make fun of ourselves when we get to January and February, when we actually thought certain teams would make the Super Bowl. Although I think last year we did pretty good because the Kansas City Chiefs were like one of the favorites to go and they went. And I think we both had the Chiefs going to the Super Bowl. Nevertheless, we'll have a good time with that. Last night, Kansas City did go on to beat Houston in the opening game. Was it sloppy at times? Yeah, but that's expected. I mean, there is for Houston, for example, new receivers and a different level of training camp, and there's no preseason games to work out some issues. Look, I know we as fans don't like preseason games. They're on, and we have to pay full price for them if we own season tickets, but they are kind of useful. I mean, they are kind of, get some rust out from certain players. But the Texans' offense is going to be one that's going to have to kind of grow as the season progresses because of some newness that is with that offense. But Kansas City, I mean, remember, initially in the beginning, they looked like they were out of sync a little bit, but then they figured things out, and Patrick Mahomes realized what he could do against the Texans' defense, and it was able to score points and move the ball down the field. Overall, though, in the end, when it's all said and done, Kansas City, even though it's just one game out of 16, Kansas City looks like they just didn't miss a beat, right? In the end, they go from the Super Bowl. We go through all of this pandemic. We go through this shutdown. All of the mini camps are canceled. No rookie camp. All of this, we get a preseason canceled. We get a training camp that's altered in a way where there's protocol involved. And the Chiefs looked exactly the same. Once they got moving and said, this is how we can beat you. These are the weapons we have and what you're doing defensively. And again, playing more of a zone allowed Mahomes to go with the shorter passes that just carved up the Texans' defense. That's what you saw last night. Good, the bad, and the dumb coming up next. We'll also in this hour get to the protocols of the COVID of the game, the face mask of Andy Reid, but also some of the comments J.J. Watt has made about the booing that went on at Arrowhead. We'll have that for you all this hour at Sports Map Radio.
SportsMap Radio Network, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code SportsMapRadio for 20% off. Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser!
Brought to you by Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots. Sustained energy without the sugar, jitters, or crash. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
Bad and the Dumb, the Friday edition, the just before the full Sunday of NFL football edition. What is the good of the day?
You know what? The good of the day, actually, I couldn't think of anything else. Couldn't really find a positive story that was out there because I'm just in love with the fact that football is back.
Right.
I mean, watching last night, turning it on, and then just, I don't know, just that feeling that you get. It was like, it really did feel like Christmas Day all day yesterday. Couldn't wait for 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock, what was it, 8 o'clock Eastern or 8:30 Eastern. Could not wait for that to happen.
All right, so that's a very simplistic good of the day.
It is a simplistic good.
Football is back.
It was, you know, and just that. It's just that feeling that it's going to be exciting this weekend.
I know. I was talking to my wife about that. It's like, all right, very good.
I don't know why the difference, because, you know, when we finally got sports back in, like, what, mid-July, we had baseball, we had NBA. It was exciting to have that. I was like, okay, good, you know, COVID-19 is done. But this is ushering in the fall.
Well, like we've been saying before, all of these other sports that came back, we were excited that they came back, but football came back exactly the way it yes. would have come back without any other problems, with no other issues. This is last night was when it was supposed to happen. It did happen. This weekend was supposed to be the week one. It wasn't like we had to delay the season 3 weeks or 4 weeks or a month, and then we get football. We got football when we were supposed to get it, and we got
supposed to get. I mean, I thought about doing something trivial, like, hey, you know what? The Kardashian show has been canceled, but they're not going
away. Wait
a minute,
the Kardashian show got canceled?
Yeah.
All right. I didn't know that.
Yeah, the Kardashian show, no more keeping up with the Kardashians. But they're not going to go away.
Well, no.
So that's, you know, I mean, it's like, yeah, sure, they're not going to be on TV, but was anyone really watching?
True. I don't know.
It's not going to affect my life. I couldn't even tell you what time of day channel they were on. I just know the show was canceled, but you're still going to hear about them.
That's true. All right, then what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day, John Daly.
John Daly.
Yeah. Diagnosed with bladder cancer. Just recently,
Had
surgery for bladder cancer. You know, this is an American icon. We can't have this in 2020.
He really is. I love John Daly. And you know what? All the golfers on the tour love John Daly.
Right.
That's the thing. He is well respected. He has a lot of fans. Tiger Woods is a big fan of John Daly.
He's us, basically.
Well, I'm not going to go that far. I'm not a raging alcoholic that's trashed home, you know, rooms and lost millions of dollars at a gambling table and had been accused of hitting my wife. No, he's not us. Let's just make that clear. That's completely 100% wrong.
I was just saying, you know, he's kind of more, he takes on the more the everyman persona.
He's an everyman persona.
Do.
Yeah, but like, he's got a lot of dark baggage, man.
I can't. Okay, fine. Yeah, you know, minus the dark side of John Daly. He's us.
Minus all of the bad things, he's us. Yeah, that's true. That's a good. All right.
Out there who doesn't really care. You know, I mean, you know, he tries to buck the tradition of most golf courses. I'm surprised that he was ever allowed at Augusta.
His story is amazing. I mean, really is amazing. I mean, for those of you who know John Daly but don't know how he came to fame. He was at the PGA Championship at Crooked Stick. Nick Price had to pull out of the event. I think it was because of the birth of his child, but I'm not 100% sure what the circumstances was. Nevertheless, Nick Price pulled out of the PGA. That left an alternate slot that was available. So what they have is there's the field and then there's alternates. And when a player cancels, you call the list of alternates, and John Daly's on that list, and he has to boogie to Crooked Stick. He doesn't even have a caddy, so he uses Nick Price's caddy, and this guy's name was Squeaky Medlin, I think was his name, and John Daly wins the PGA Championship. And he wins the PGA Championship. He's from Arkansas, played at Arkansas, young guy, hit it a mile. Everybody loved him, but he also had like soft touch around the greens. He could putt. He could hit the wedge shots that you needed to dial in the wedge shots. He destroyed the golf course. He became a cult hero. Then to top it off, he wasn't a one hit wonder. He ended up winning the British Open a couple of years later.
Yes.
Two-time major winner.
You know, and had a good run for a little bit.
Yeah, he really did have a good run. And like I said, he's very popular on tour. The PGA golfers have been pulling for John Daly to get better, get successful, to overcome his demons. Some of the demons had gripped him for years. He had a gambling problem. I mean, he had a lot of issues. But he is a well-loved, well-thought-of athlete on the golf tour.
Yeah.
And I wish him nothing but the best because I like his redemption story. He's got a son that's a fantastic golfer that could make a run at the tour.
Yeah.
So but you're right. That's a bad because that's
that
sad.
But in true John Daly form, here's a quote from him, right? He says the urologist said it doesn't look like any stones are in there. This is when he went in for a CT scan.
Right.
He said it doesn't look like there's any stones in there, but unfortunately you have bladder cancer.
Oh.
After I did the scan, I was fixing to sip on my Diet Coke. Of course, right?
Right.
In the doctor's office, just going to sip on a Diet Coke. And he said, don't drink anything. We have to get you back in here and get this cancer out of you. But that's, you know, would you expect John Daly to be any different? I mean, the only thing he's missing there is like, yeah, you know, I had to put out the heater. And
right.
You know, put my American flag pants on and go get this bladder cancer taken care of.
That's the one cool thing is that John Daly, every year that the British Open is held, that he's gone, he gets to go until he's like 60.
Yep.
Because he's a former champion. There's always, everyone's in like a shirt and tie, and Daly's wearing those stars and stripes, the pants in the picture. So all the past champions of the British Open are there, and Daly's wearing his fun outfit. It's great. Yep.
He says
it's great.
Says no matter what, unfortunately, the cancer he has is the time that'll just keep coming back. You know, every so often, they don't have to, you know, just, you know, try to do the best he can. But he says, you know, if it doesn't go away, I'm going to live my life. I'm going to have some fun.
Yeah, good.
So
good.
John Daly's going out in a blaze of glory.
You're absolutely
right. He's already made that.
That's a good reminder of who he was and the struggle he's going to be dealing with.
Yep.
All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, I feel, okay, are you a fan of the Fast and Furious movies?
Not really. I saw the first couple, and then it was like a gradual, okay, I can't keep up with all of them.
Yeah, well, I mean, what it's kind of turned into is more of a, I mean, it started off, I mean, the first one obviously is iconic. It was like, you know, highlight street racing. And then there's, it's kind of like Point Break, but with cars.
Right, exactly.
And what it kind of has turned into is, you know, the Fast and Furious crew that, you know, the Vin Diesel crew are kind of spies that, you know, that can infiltrate certain things because of who they are. People don't recognize them because they're not traditional American spies, but they know how to get into situations that root out the enemy, basically.
Yeah.
This next one, I feel that there's going to be another one, obviously. They're going to keep making them until people stop going. I think this will be number 9 coming up. Michelle Rodriguez, who's been in pretty much all of them.
Right.
Confirmed or maybe hinted, you know, rumored, if you will, that Fast and the Furious will be heading to space.
Oh, okay. This is like James Bond went to space in Moonraker.
Now, I kind of feel like this is jumping the shark because there's just an image. I don't know if it's from the movie or if somebody just put it together, but it's an image of a bunch of moon buggies racing across the moon.
That's all right.
I mean, if you can pull it off and make it very theatrical and, you know, impactful, great.
Right.
But just first look at it, I'm like, oh, come on, you guys. This is Fonzie jumping over a shark tank.
Yeah. You know, this is how Mork and Mindy got created. Because Gary Marshall, when he had Happy Days, Gary Marshall was telling a story about how his little son at the time was like, you know what you need? A spaceman. Because everybody was going space crazy. Yeah. And so he was like, okay. So they wrote. A spaceman in Happy Days. A spaceman would visit Happy Days, and it was Robin Williams, and then he was like, that's a show. This guy's got a show, so they created a show. But you can get a little space crazy and put it where it doesn't belong. We've kind of have a history of that in entertainment.
Yeah. I don't...
but this is going to be on the moon.
I really don't... I mean, it's a short little video. I mean, because, you know, the official trailer came out. I haven't watched the official trailer, but yeah, I'm looking at this and they're literally, you know, they're in spacesuits,
right?
You know, looking like full on astronauts. You know, is it like an Armageddon twist?
Yeah.
To it?
Is it easier to take street racers and make them astronauts or astronauts and make them street racers?
But yeah, I'm putting in the dumb. Hey, it could be cool.
Could be cool.
You know, when it comes out, we could easily switch this back to the good. But right now, I'm looking at it going, oh, guys, come on.
Yeah, exactly.
It's one thing, like, I don't know if it was number 7 where they jumped out of a building in Dubai.
Right. I remember that one.
They
I did see that one.
Jumped out of a building
yeah.
and landed in another building.
Yes.
You know, I can kind of believe that. They're close together. It's like, you know what? Okay, you didn't land on the same floor. You landed a couple floors down. I don't know why that I can make logic out of that, but
yeah, I gotcha.
I don't know.
All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. It's brought to you by Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots, giving you sustained energy without sugar, jitters, or the crash. Feel energized while shedding unwanted pounds. They're going to rev up your metabolism, turn your body into a fat burning machine with all natural ingredient DBHB. Keto Energy Shots gets 5-star reviews consistently, and that's why you should get them. keto energy shots. I take them. So should you. Give yourself sustained energy throughout the day. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. Coming up, all right, the pregame festivities got a little bit of a boo. Not really a little bit of a boo, but a lot of a boo. We'll talk about that and also Andy Reid's face mask, because I got to get to the protocols that were held and then ignored in the game last night. And we'll also have our predictions coming up for the 2020 season in the NFL. It's all coming up on Wake Up Call.
This is Wake Up Call on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, SuperStart batteries exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts are designed to meet the electrical demands of today's vehicles. Get dependable power and performance from a SuperStart battery for your car, truck, motorcycle, lawnmower, boat, and more. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today. The professional parts people can help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Andy Reid's mask was a winner last night, wasn't it? It was crazy. That he looked like a welder out there on the sidelines. I don't know. And it was raining too. It was like drizzling. It was getting all wet.
It was bothering me. I felt like he had to hit the defrost.
What was like? Why
on his face mask? Clear that thing up, man.
I didn't hear any pregame or postgame conversation about this. Did he say, "Look, I don't like wearing masks. This is the best thing for me. I don't want to put a mask on my face, but this shield, this plastic face shield, is better for me."
I've seen people wear them. I guess it's okay.
I guess so. But yeah, when it started to drizzle, I was like, well, he's going to be wiping that thing down.
Doesn't the Chiefs have someone on staff?
Yeah, I mean, I would think you got to do that. This was kind of a cool thing, though, because it was a shield that, like, it went all the way down below his chin, and it looked like his face was in, like, a case, right? Yeah.
like out of some sci-fi movie. Like,
yeah,
it's just a head on top of a body. They don't belong together.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Nice job, Andy Reid. That was pretty awesome. It was like he had the hat and the shield face. That was awesome. All right. Before the game, the players united at the center field, kind of linked arms and arms, and people there booed. There was a lot of booing. You could hear it through the television. If you missed it, it was you could hear it. If they were piping that in to make it louder, like just the crowd noise, not necessarily the booing, then there's a reason why it may have felt like it was coming through a little bit more. But they were booing. It is kind of, I don't know, this is just an observation I'm making here. You know, this obviously today is the anniversary of 9/11 and what we went through 19 years ago. And you know how sports was used as a unifying tool? Right. I mean, we had lost the weekend of sports, you know, because it happened on a Tuesday and we kind of shut down college football and the NFL that weekend. And then when we came back, and I remember like Sports Illustrated had a big American flag on the cover of the magazine. And it felt like there was this unifying, we're coming together as a country. And what we do a lot of these things together. And one of the things we do is we attend sporting events. You know, that the Mets game, you know, was so emotional, Mike Piazza and all that. And it's a unifying situation. It's a unifying entity. 19 years later, it's a divisive entity, right? I mean, look, and that's part of growth. That's part of the way we grow, right? Sometimes things have to be disrupted a little bit. Sometimes things have to be challenged a little bit. I think you're going to see this happen in the NFL all year. I don't think it's going away. I don't think the more the players do it, the more accepting people are. I think the few fans that are going to be allowed at stadiums, in some places it won't be an issue because nobody will be there. But there'll be some stadiums where it'll be 19,000, 15,000, whatever it will be, whatever capacity percentage of it is going to be. And they're going to let their voices be heard when they see what, you know, whatever they're hating. They're maybe hating the kneeling. Maybe they're hating, I don't know, the unification in the kneeling. I don't know, whatever it is. I mean, J.J. Watt was perplexed by it. He said, look, I just don't understand it. In a way, a lot of people feel the same way. But that's going to be a hot-button issue for this league. The league went through this 4 years ago. Remember with Colin Kaepernick? They actually came out and said you can't kneel for the anthem, right? I mean, they went out and they sort of capitulated to the fans that were saying, this is unacceptable. I will not watch if I see kneeling of players for the national anthem. And they went out and they tried to make that group of individuals happy by setting rules. It still wasn't good enough. People still turned away. So now they're sort of doing this balancing act where they want to allow players to express their voice and opinion. It's not really the social climate for them to say, we're going to suppress that. But at the same time, they know that there could be some damage from the side of the fans that don't like seeing that. And there's only so much of a draw the sport can bring. You know, Ron, you brought up at the beginning that feeling of football is back. I wish it was more universal. It's not as universal as it used to be. It used to be it was something like, I'll be honest with you. I used to post that. Like, I have Facebook, you know, with my family and friends, and I used to post things like, it's football season. Yay, we finally made it. This is the last Sunday without football forever, and next week it starts, and blah. I feel like if I do that now, I will get a whole bunch of my friends saying, I'm never watching again. I won't watch. Enjoy, but I won't watch. Oh, and, you know, because we are at a climate now where sports is so polarizing. Even watching sports can be polarizing. And I personally don't like it because I am old enough to know the power that this form of entertainment can do in times of crisis, in times of turmoil, in times of when we are looking for something to bring us back and make us normal and feel like the life is going to move on even when tragedy strikes like it did 19 years ago. I mean, those crowds were real. I mean, I was in Denver the next year, and I remember even a year later when they did their 9/11 tributes at the Broncos Stadium, it was energizing and warm, and people were embracing, and now it feels like no matter what you do, no matter how the NFL wants to celebrate anything or do anything, there's going to just be detractors. And again, I guess it's part of growth. I guess that's the way society grows. It has to kind of, you know, you have to kind of turn the system upside down. I get that. I understand that. But it's not the unifying thing it used to be. And I really wish it comes back to that. Because it's the only thing, to be honest with you, it is the only thing that we can all be unified at. Right? It's one thing that cities can be torn to pieces by so many things, but if that local team wins a championship, that city comes together. It's one of the only things that brings people together in small locations. And, you know, we don't get to do the national thing very often where we're all celebrating the same thing, but at least in cities we can. Where there might be some racial strife, or it might be conflicts between this group and that group, or wherever, there might be a raging debate or a hotly contested local election. But win an NBA championship, or win a Super Bowl, or win a World Series, and watch the people come together. I hope we don't lose that. I hope that doesn't go away. I love that unifying feeling of football season. I love it. I love when we all were like, oh God, the dog days of summer are over. Fall is here. Football's back. But more and more I see people saying, I could live without this. I wish I could figure out why your feelings for the NFL were so precarious to begin with. I want my NFL to be better. I want my NFL to be better, but I'm not going to leave it. It's too woven into the fabric of my life.
And that's what it is. It's, you know, it's a change of a season. Right. I mean, you know what it was yesterday? It coincided, and it's just relative to Houston. It was actually nice outside yesterday.
I mean,
there was a few rain showers that they went through. But there was a cold front that came through. Last night, I mean, I had my son's baseball practice beforehand, then we scooted home to watch football. But I'm at the baseball game, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm not sweating right now.
Yeah, it's a feeling of fall coming
in. Yeah,
out.
And then you just, you know, it's like football is on right now, and it feels good. I'm not having to blast the AC 24 hours a day just to make the house tolerable.
Yeah, and I hope there's a lot more people out there that are excited.
I think there is.
We are going through a COVID-19 pandemic, and football and sports are back, and I'm very excited for that. And I listen. I've always said, look, if you are one of those people that said I'm never watching again, I don't think you were a real true fan to begin with. I think you were on the periphery. Maybe you followed the local team, but you weren't buying the magazines or listening to previews or living and dying with every snap. I think you were just on the periphery, and it was easy for you to leave.
Yeah.
If you are a deep fan, I think it's really, really hard to get it out to take it away. I think it's hard to take it out of your daily entertainment life.
Yeah, I say it's either that or you're just skip Baylessing it.
That's right. That's right.
You are. You're just doing it to say I'm one of those guys.
That's right. That's right. We got predictions coming up. Who are going to win the divisions and who are going to make the playoffs? Who will fight for the conference championship and win the Super Bowl next on Sports Map Radio?
Today, the Sports Map Radio Network and Gao Media honor and remember the lives lost on this day 19 years ago.
This is a day when all Americans from every walk of life unite in our resolve for justice and peace. None of us will ever forget this day. Yet we go forward to defend freedom and all that is good and just in our world.
We will never forget. You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, football is here. Basketball and baseball rolling along. It's time to get your bets down. BetUS.com is the best because of the pioneers in online betting. More than 25 years in the biz, and you need a sports book with integrity, longevity, and you also need to know you're going to get paid. They've got bets on esports, horses, golf, MMA, live betting, all kinds of crazy prop bets. Call today 1-800-MY-BETUS. That's 1-800-MY-BETUS. They'll walk you through getting started and mention Sports Map Radio. Get 150% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. Again, 1-800-MY-BETUS or go to BetUS.com. They'll set you up. Remember to mention Sports Map Radio to get your bonus. All right, it's time to put our money where our mouth is and break down the predictions for the upcoming NFL season. These are things we'll keep, and then when it's all said and done, we'll look back and either laugh or say we were right and see where it goes.
I'm going to doctor mine a little bit and dub voiceovers.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah,
you know who I thought was going to win? The Jaguars.
Yeah,
<right. laughs>
I had Tennessee in the AFC title game. Yeah,
well,
exactly.
That's not that bold.
Well, no, last year I don't think
they
we did.
There.
I don't think we did last year.
You know, go crazy.
All right, so let's start in the AFC East. Buffalo is one of the teams people like, but New England now has a new quarterback. Who do you like in the division? Where are you going with the AFC East?
Am I giving you all four or just
no,
who
just,
I think,
the, just who's going to win?
Just the winner?
Yep. Otherwise, we'll be here. We'll take forever.
I hate doing this. Patriots.
I'm taking the Patriots, too.
Until they are knocked down, you got to go Patriots.
I'm taking the Patriots because I think Cam Newton can do some good things there. I know Bill Belichick, you know, is going to put together utilize a talent. But I think Josh McDaniels and Cam Newton are going to work well together. And I'm not sold on Buffalo quite yet. I know they're a good team. Don't get me wrong. Sean McDermott's done a good job.
Yeah.
I'm not ready to give them the division just yet.
And are you really going to sit there and tell me that Fitzpatrick is going to lead the Dolphins to the AFC
East
title?
Right. No,
that's not going to happen. Jets, you're still trying to figure out who you are.
In the AFC North, who do you have?
Ravens.
I'm taking the Ravens. I'm taking the Ravens as well. As much as it pains me,
I know.
I think the Ravens are a much, much better football team.
I wanted to go back and forth with this. I did want to go Steelers because Roethlisberger, I don't know if he's going to play with a chip on his shoulder. But the other thing was is like that sophomore slump.
Yeah.
Even though I know it's not Lamar Jackson's sophomore year, you just still get that feeling. Okay, you know, you had a monster year last year. Is there going to be a drop-off this year?
I like, you know, the Steelers' defense is really good, but it's, I just don't think they're going to win enough games. I think Baltimore is just too crisp.
I think there's just too much going on. That's just, you know, they have a bunch of players. They have a bunch of really good players, and you hardly even know any of their names.
In the AFC South, it's a three-team race. Indianapolis should be better. We know Houston is good, and Tennessee is. It went to the playoffs and went to the title game last year. I have the Titans winning the division.
I have the Titans, too.
Yeah, I think we talked about this yesterday. Sometimes you catch lightning in a bottle, and sometimes when you then say, well, this is what we're going to be doing now, it doesn't work out. But in this case, Ryan Tannehill, they're asking him to be a game manager, don't do crazy stuff, but we're going to hand the ball to Derrick Henry. I think it's crazy enough to work for a division title.
I think it's crazy. It harkens back to old-style football.
That's right.
You know, run first, then pass later. I mean, now we're a pass-happy league. This team's going, Titans are going, you know what? Hey, we're going to go back to the traditional way of football.
And again, you make it just because you make a run and you win road games. It doesn't mean you've turned the corner. It means you caught something that, you know, was good for that particular year. The next, and you know, next year is a fresh slate. But I do think the Titans are on to something here.
And the defense got better.
Yeah, the defense got better. So, and I hope Clowney works out for them. You know, he's been hurt and whatnot, but I hope he provides. One of the things the Titans don't do is get to the quarterback. He should be able to get to the quarterback. Obviously, in the West, I think we both have Kansas City. Am I making that assessment?
Wait, what?
Yeah. Taking the Chargers?
No. Taking the Raiders.
Yeah, Raiders.
You know, it's one of those things where yesterday I joked, like, hey, you know, we're not going to sit there and go, after watching the Chiefs play, go, oh, the Chiefs are going all the way. Dude, they looked amazing yesterday.
They looked really sharp.
How do you not go with the Chiefs winning the AFC West?
Yeah, they just look really good.
They're going to go 6-0 in that division this year.
All right, so this year, seven teams out of each conference are going to make the playoffs. So instead of two wild cards, we have three.
Three.
Your participants of the wild card of the AFC.
Are we going to go, you know, first, second, third, go back and forth? All right, first up for me, Steelers.
Me too. I got the Steelers as the first wild card team in.
I think they're going to be, it's going to be a neck and neck race with the Ravens all year. I think they're just going to be a game or two behind.
All right, the second team in the AFC wildcard.
For me, despite how they looked yesterday, I'm still going to go Texans.
Golly, that's what I have. Don't cheat and copy off my paper.
I looked at your paper. I'm really good at eyeballing. You know, I don't even have to see the whole word. I can just make out like, oh, he has four letters in that name. I know what team he picked.
All right, the final last team to get in, that seventh team to get in the wildcard, the AFC.
Colts.
I took Buffalo.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
I think Buffalo.
I didn't cheat completely.
There's our difference. You know, let's be honest. Outside of Tennessee, it's got a very chalk feel. You said I felt like I went chalk. It's very hard to – it feels like in the NFL it's very hard to just kind of go with – like it's – to make a bold like, I think Jacksonville is going to be a wild card team. I have a hard time doing that. I know other people don't, but –
you know, Chargers could be great. Raiders could be great. There's all these teams that really could – pop up and do something.
I mean, let's be honest. With a seventh wild card team, the Jets could be in the running for it. I mean, look. I mean, it's
right.
You're not asking that seventh team to go 11-5. I mean, 8-8 might be able to be good enough to get that.
And
get
here's
that
the thing:
shot.
I had thought about going Bills, but I decided to be a homer and go Phillip Rivers.
Good for you. Good for you.
That's really all it comes down to. I think Phillip Rivers behind, you know, probably one of the better offensive lines in the league. I think he's actually going to be able to do something. He has T.Y. Hilton to throw to. Marlon Mack has been proving himself season after season, getting stronger as a runner. I think this team could actually do something. And they got a good defense.
If Von Miller didn't get hurt, I was going to put Denver in that slot.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Drew Locke is on to something. He's got some good weapons. I'm not asking the Broncos to go 11-5. I mean, 9-7, I think, is a reasonable year for them. But without Von Miller... Without Von Miller, I don't think they're going.
And then yesterday it was Cortland Sutton.
Cortland Sutton got hurt.
That's right.
Yep.
I mean, that defense is going to be a shell of its former self before they even have kickoff.
All right, let's run through the NFC, the East. I've got the Philadelphia Eagles.
So do I.
All right, that shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah. I thought Cowboys, but
I gave the Cowboys consideration, but yeah. I went Eagles. I went Eagles. The South, you got Tom Brady with the Buccaneers there in New Orleans, who went 13-3. I'm still taking the Saints.
I'm still taking the Saints as well.
I like Tampa Bay. I do, but I like the Saints better.
Well, I think there's going to be a learning curve, and that's going to start the Buccaneers off a little slowly.
In the NFC North, I went back and forth with this. I wanted to stay with Green Bay. I like what Minnesota's doing. I'm going with the Vikings to win that division.
Oh, okay.
I had Green Bay and I crossed it off.
See, we're a little different. I'm sticking with the Packers. It was a quiet 13-3 last year.
Quiet 13-3, yeah.
The difference for me with the Packers is they finally have a running game. They're no longer using wide receivers as running
backs.
Good point. And so I think that's going to help them out again this year.
It's not quite take all four teams in the West, throw them in a hat, and pick one out.
No.
It's not quite there yet, but you've got some real contenders, and you've got a lot of upside for all these teams, a lot of positive things for each one of the four. In the end, I like Seattle.
I went with Mr. Unlimited as well.
Yeah.
Unlimited.
Unlimited.
Why is it? Why the Seahawks shouldn't be should be high on our list for some reason. I feel like we shouldn't be like, oh yeah, the Seahawks are just going to run the table in the NFC West, but they do every single year.
I'm just taking them
for whatever reason. Pete Carroll is able to say, oh, I lost this guy. Well, I just brought in this guy. Same thing.
I think the Rams are going to be better. I think Arizona's going to be better, and I think San Francisco will stay good. I'll take Seattle to win the division. All right, in the first wild card for me is the team I probably should have taken in the North, but I'm taking the Packers.
Okay,
that's going to be a high record wild card team, but I'm going to take the Packers.
I went with Falcons.
Falcons. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
You know, I mean, they were Super Bowl contenders a couple years ago. I think Dan Quinn, you know, with a healthy defense, as long as his defense can stay healthy, I think they're going to be a far better team this year.
This also means that in the NFC South, you have Tampa Bay third or fourth.
Yeah.
In the division.
Yeah.
Nice. That would be weird for Tom Brady, won't it? Just to be like, wow, I'm actually having to fight for trying to get a wild card berth. I've never done how to do this before.
Well, for my next wild card spot, since you mentioned him, I do have the Buccaneers making the playoffs.
Wow, so you've got three teams.
Three out of the NFC South.
Well done. Well done.
And this is my rationale, all three of these teams are going to have double-digit wins.
You know, this was not far off from last year in the AFC South. The Indianapolis Colts had a chance to be in the party too, right? But they ended up going 7-9, but there was a conversation at the end of the year.
I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because I live in the South now. I have three teams from the AFC South as well.
That's right. That's true. You do. That's right. My second wild card team in the NFC, I have San Francisco.
Okay.
So I have two teams from the West making it. So the third team for you?
Rams.
Rams. Okay.
I don't have the Niners. I have, for whatever reason, and this is part of the prediction, whoever represented the NFC has not made the playoffs the following year in the last couple of years.
That's a good point.
So I don't think the 49ers are – I don't think they have another season like that.
Good
I think they're
point.
Going to just miss out because the Seahawks and the Rams are there. And I'm not buying the Cardinals just yet.
My third team in the NFC wild card race is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
There you go. So you
I'm just not going to go against Brady. I think Brady is just absolutely desperate to make sure he gets that team in the playoffs.
So for both you and I, we don't have the Cowboys.
He's going to threaten lives in the locker room.
We don't have the Cowboys in the playoffs.
No, I don't have the Cowboys in the playoffs. All right. And it's funny because I thought about them winning the division, but it's one of those things where I feel like whoever wins the East, that's it. Like if you got to win the East to get in, like your record won't be good enough to play the rest of the way, but you could win the division and get in.
Now, who's your AFC championship?
Baltimore and Kansas City. I tried, man. I tried to come up with a Tennessee Titan type of team. I tried, but I can't.
I have the same thing, and I have the Chiefs over the Ravens.
And I have the Chiefs over the Ravens as well. In the NFC, I've got Minnesota facing Seattle.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Who do you got winning that game?
I got Seattle winning
Seattle,
that game.
Seattle, okay. I have Saints over the Seahawks.
All right.
I think I do think Seattle's going to be good. For whatever reason, I still, you know what? I mean, I don't know why. I don't, outside of Russell Wilson, I can't really name you anybody else on their offense. But I do think they're going to be, they're going to be right there with them.
And I have KC winning the Super Bowl.
Me too.
Ugh. I tried.
But I'm not upset. And again, this isn't something where, you know, last night's game was, you know, is influencing it. But
right.
I can't help but let last night's game influence because it's week one, no preseason. This team's like, you know, they're playing like they're in week three, week four already.
Absolutely. All right. So those are our predictions. We'll keep them tight for the next, 20 something weeks?
Well, just until we dub our voices over
That's
our predictions.
Right. That's right. Now, a best bets update from our friend Tom Barton from the Sports Garden Network.
This is your Sports Garden Network update.
I'm Tom Barton, and today's SGN's Best Bets, oh, we're digging deep for this one. I am on the Coastal Carolina Shadow Clears plus the touchdown against the Kansas Jayhawks. The line is skyrocketing from -3 in favor of Kansas all the way to a touchdown, and now I'm loving Coastal Carolina even more. Carolina got back on the field in early August, and they've had all of their regular scheduled practices, and there's some continuity there. The Jayhawks, they're dealing with a new coaching staff. They had a quarterback battle to deal with, and the short practice definitely hurt them. The Jayhawks also lost 8 of their final 9 games in 2019, giving up nearly 30 points a game in each. And anytime Kansas is a favorite, it seemed to be money. They are 5-17 against the spread in the last 22 as a favorite. I'll take the team that nobody seems to want. I'll take Coastal Carolina plus the 7 for the SGN Best Bets. I'm Tom Barton.
This is Wake Up Call on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, Jake Asman Show coming up next. Glad you could be with us here on SportsMap Radio. Hey, nothing bothers me more than when I'm trying to fix something in my house and I got one of those rusted nuts and bolts, especially like on my kids' bikes or any other things that are around the house. Free All will help you with that. It prevents, penetrates rust, scale, and corrosion to free parts and assemblies instantly. Contains no silicones, making it safe in paint and body shop environments. Loosens red and white lead, tar, grease, carbon, and graphite deposits. It's fantastic. Just spray it on and instantly you can get that sort of nut and bolt taken care of. We'll free up threaded fasteners, rusted machine screws, bolts, nuts, clamps, or mufflers, tailpipes, pillow blocks, universal joints, locks, and more. Free All. Check it out. All right. As we continue along, so we wrapped up. We just did our predictions for the upcoming NFL season, and we went pretty chalk.
Yeah. It's kind of hard not to.
It is hard not to. I mean, it is difficult because
I mean, do we really think the Lions are going to make noise this year?
No, that's the problem,
Matt,
right?
Stafford's going to lead them to the promised land.
And the Dolphins are going to make the playoffs? Yeah. No, you know?
I mean, what if it was a Matt Stafford versus Ryan Fitzpatrick?
That would be wild. Michael on Twitter, I personally don't like mixing politics with sports, but I haven't missed a Patriots game in 26 years, and I don't plan on ending my streak. Yeah, that's the thing.
That's
I know the league is doing some things maybe you disagree with or whatnot. I just have a hard – I could never leave it,
but,
right?
Yeah, but once all that gets done with – I mean, like yesterday, once it was all done with, it was football.
That's right.
That's all it was. It was just two – it was a gridiron. I mean, two guys – you know, two of the highest paid quarterbacks ever. Actually, I think the two highest paid quarterbacks ever going against. It was great.
It was fantastic. So, again, enjoy the weekend. There's some college football a little bit on Saturday, and then a Big 12 is back in action, ACC back in action, but NFL Sunday. We'll be back here Monday to all wrap it up for you and get you all set for the week ahead. Jake Asman Show coming up next, SportsMap Radio. Have a good week.